God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power for today will come from Daniel chapter 3, and we're going to start at the 23rd verse. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 24th verse says, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. 25th verse says, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the fourth of is like the Son of God. The 26th verse says, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. 27th verse says, and the princes, the governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, and was not in hair on their head singed. Neither were their clothes changed, or the smell of fire had passed on them. The 28th verse says, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. 29th verse says, for I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because it is no other God that can deliver after this sort. 30th verse and final verse. And then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Let me tell you what I know. The God that we serve is able to do just this. Okay? Right now, we are in the fiery furnace. Okay? And there are some times where it feels like the fire is going to consume us. It feels like it's never going to end. It feels like it's turning up hotter and hotter. But what I want you to understand is that the God that we serve, he is right here in the midst of the fire, and he's flailing back the flames, and he's keeping us safe from harm and danger. And all he wants us to do is believe that he is well able. If you go back and read it, because I didn't read the whole story, it's way too long, but you got to go back and read the third chapter of the book of Daniel, and then you understand that Nebuchadnezzar told him, they told him as a unit, that even if you throw us in that furnace, the God that we serve is well able to deliver us. So we are not concerned about you throwing us in a furnace, because what we're not going to do is we're not going to bow down. In this season, we got to trust the Lord God on high. We got to trust him like we ain't never trusted him before. We got to lean and depend on his word. We got to know that he is never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. us. And what he is going to do is be with us until the very end of the earth. Because right now, we are in the midst of the fiery furnace. And if we slip and we let our faith dwindle, and we slip and we let our faith falter, this fire is going to consume us. So we have to stay in the midst of where we need to be in God so that God can continue to cause the flames not to have an effect on us. If you see it right here in the word where they say that the counselors and the governors and the princes, they saw them come out and they said there was not even a smell of smoke. Neither was their clothes singed. Neither was a hair upon their head harmed because God the Father was with them. And see what God will do is he'll make your enemy identify that he is with you. Because you going through, but it don't seem to have no effect on you. They taking your material things, but it ain't got no effect on you. They took your job, but it ain't had no effect on you. They made everything around your life upside down, but it did not have an effect on you. Because you know that the God that you are serving is with you when the fire get hot. He's with you when they turn it up a little hotter. He's with you when they turn it up a little hotter. He's with you when they turn it up a little hotter. Because what he'll never do is he'll never leave you. That's what we have to understand. We have to get that inside of our spirits that the God that we serve, he's not going anywhere. He's not going unless we dismiss him. He's not going to leave us unless we put him out. He's not going to let the enemy just have us. He's going to be with us as we go through. So you got to trust the Lord God in this season that the God that we serve is well able to keep us while we're in the midst of the fiery furnace. Whatever your furnace might be on today, it could be sickness, it could be the lack of finances, it could be the lack of peace, it could be the lack of hope, but whatsoever your fiery furnace is on today, God is well able to put the fire out or protect you from the fire. Or make them deliver you out of the fire. He can bless you any way he choose. Okay? He did all three for them right there. He didn't put the fire out. He went in there and he said, you know what? We fireproof. We fireproof because I'm God. And this fire got to bow down to the power of God. See, this is what people don't understand. That no matter what's going on around you, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. So yes, the world took your car. But greater is he that is in you than the one that is in this world. Yes, the one that the world said that you got to move out of your house because your mortgage is behind. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So when you understand that, no matter what they throw at you, you are fireproof through the power of God. Okay? The trouble gonna come, but you are fireproof through the power of God. This fire, this concern, this issue, this situation, it cannot harm you because you are fireproof through the power of God. Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer. That there is none like you. Understanding on today that we can search high and low, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. Understanding on today that because of who you are, that we are able to say thank you for giving us life, health, and strength. Understanding on today that because of who you are, that's why we can stand up and give you glory, knowing that you got the power to turn everything around and work it out and make it for our good. Understanding on this morning that you are mighty in battle and you're going to work it out and turn it around and do what need to be done on our behalf. Understanding on this morning that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty and you reign and you rule and you're doing what only you can do. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are the King of Glory. No matter what, you are mighty in battle. No matter what, you are doing what only you can do. And we bless your most holy name. And we magnify your name. For you are God. And you are God. God alone. And we give you praise on today, understanding that when the praises go up, the blessings get released. Understanding on today that you inhabit the praises of your people. And so when we lift you up, you're going to turn everything around. When we lift you up, you're going to do what need to be done. When we lift you up, you're going to work it out, and you're going to work it out for our good. When we lift you up, you are seeing about our circumstance and our situation. When we lift you up, you're coming to do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. When we lift you up, things got to turn around, and they got to work out, and they got to work out for our good. When we lift you up, we understand on today that you are going to move on our behalf. We understand on today that you're going to destroy every yoke. We understand on today that chains get broken. When we lift you up, you are God, the King of Glory. You are God. You're mighty in battle. You are God, and you ain't never lost a case. And when we lift you up, our victory is assured in the midst of the battle. When it looked like the enemy is going to overrun us, when we lift you up, the tides begin to turn, and ways be made that don't look like they could ever be made. Things happen that look like they never were going to happen. When you are lifted up, you come to see about your children. When you are lifted up, you come and make a way for your children. And on this morning, mighty God, we say thank you for being King. We say thank you for being Lord. We say thank you for being away in the midst of no way. We say thank you for providing the light in the darkness. We say thank you for being the God that sit up high and look down low. We say thank you on today, understanding because you are who you are, that we don't gotta worry about it. You're gonna work it out. We don't gotta worry about it. You're gonna turn it around. We don't gotta worry about it. You're gonna do what need to be done. We don't gotta worry about it. You're gonna work it out and take care of it and make it all good in the midst of this. That is who you are, and we magnify your name on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding on this morning that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you reign and you rule, and you're doing what need to be done for us, on behalf of us, concerning us, that things we don't know nothing about, you're working them out. Things that we don't have no idea is going on, you're working it out. You are turning it around, and you're doing it for the good, and we magnify your name. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty, and you reign and you rule, and you're doing what only you can, and we bless your name on today. We're doing what only you can, and we magnify your name on today. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what need to be done, and we bless you on today. You are mighty in battle, and we say thank you that you are providing that which we stand in need of. You are sending everything that we need. You are working out every concern and every matter of our heart. You are right in the midst of it, and you are taking care of it. When the enemy want us to fret, when he want us to be concerned, you are God, and you're showing up, and you're working, and you're moving, and you're doing what need to be done, and we gotta say thank you, Thank you for providing in the midst of this. We got to say thank you because the cupboards ain't empty in our homes. We got to say thank you that when we look around, we see all the things that you have done. We got to say thank you that when we look around and see every way that you have made, we got to say thank you, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are mighty in battle, and you are taking care of us, even seeing about the water that's coming into our homes that is not contaminated, and that we are able to consume that which flow from to our homes on this morning. In the name of Jesus, we got to say thank you, for you are God. You're mighty in battle. You are God. You're worthy of the praise. You are God. You're worthy of the glory. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. On today, God, we say thank you that you're looking down upon this presidential election, our United States government, on this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're looking down upon the politics, upon the face of this earth, and you are God in the midst of the things that they are trying to be, they're doing in this season. You are God, and you're showing up, and you're taking care of things that we don't know nothing about. You are God, and you're moving by your power in circumstances that go beyond our notice. You are God, and you're seeing about things that they want to cover up. You're seeing about things that ain't never seen the media coverage. We're seeing about things that the enemy don't want us to know. But you are God, and the eyes of the Lord, they are in every corner, and you see everything, and you know everything. And on this morning, we plead the blood over the things that could harm us, that we don't know nothing about. We plead the blood over every demonic decision that's trying to be released. We plead the blood over every evil injection that want to take root and cause us harm and danger. We plead the blood of Jesus on this morning, saying, Spirit of the living God, show up in the midst of these things and do what only the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus can do. You are God, and you're able to turn it around. You are God, and you're able to work it out. Politics ain't mightier than you. Every decision that need to be made, let it be pre-authorized by the kingdom of the Most High God. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, get in the midst of this and do what need to be done. Spirit of the living God, work it out, turn it around, and do what need to be done. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You are God, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what need to be done by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God. And we say thank you right now, for you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, that you are moving and that you are working and that you are doing what you only you can do. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. We glorify you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that no matter what, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding on today that no matter what, you are mighty in battle. No matter what, you are the King of glory. No matter what, you are God Almighty, and you reign. and you rule, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, understanding that no matter what, you are moving, and you are working, and you are doing what you can do, and we glorify your most holy name on this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're taking up position in the electoral college on this morning. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus, that no matter what, you are moving by your power and by your authority, and the enemy won't get the victory in the electoral college, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are moving and you are repositioning that which need to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. And mighty God, you're pouring out your presence even in the Capitol building, that no matter what, the devil ain't gonna get no space, and he ain't gonna get no place to do what he wanna do, that by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, you are God, and you're showing up even in the Capitol building. You are God, and you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit. You are God, and you're walking up and down the aisles of the Pentagon. You're going in and out every decision-making room in the mighty name of Jesus. And your power and your anointing is about to shift the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God, and you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do in the mighty name of Jesus. That every decision that is released in high places, it's got to go through you. It's got to be pre-authorized and preordained by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus. And on this morning, Spirit of the living God, walk inside of the Oval Office. And mighty God, everything that ain't like you, mighty God, everything that wasn't put in place by you, let it be destroyed by the anointing and the power of the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we uproot every dirty trick. We uproot every wicked imagination. We uproot every foul spirit, that no matter what, that the King of Glory is gonna have the final say so, that the King of Glory is gonna be able to see us through this, and we're leaning and we're depending on you to show up and do what need to be done. We're leaning and depending on you to move by your power and move by your spirit and move by your anointing, for you are God, you are the King, you are God, you are the mighty Creator, and you are God, and you're gonna do what need to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. At the voting polls, you are yet still God in every situation. You are King of Kings in the mighty name of Jesus. When it comes down to our military troops, the ones that are here and the ones that are abroad, show up, God, and be with them. Show up, God, and protect them. Show up, God, and do what only you can do concerning them. You are mighty in battle. You worthy of the praise. You're mighty in battle. You're worthy of the glory. You're mighty in battle. You're worthy of the honor. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, God. For your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the praise. We magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Spirit of the living God, move by your power. Spirit of the living God, move by your spirit. That no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what the devil's doing, that he ain't gonna get no victory. He ain't gonna get no honor. He ain't gonna get no glory. hallelujah. He ain't gonna get no praise. That you are God. You are King. You are mighty in battle. And you're working it out. And you're turning around. And you're doing what only you can do. For you are God. And you are God alone. And we bless you on today. We magnify your name on today. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You're reigning. And you're ruling. And you're doing what need to be done. And we bless you, God. Right now in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, God. Right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor, God. Right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are worthy. And we say thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. On this morning, we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. That Spirit of the Living God, you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And we bless you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. That you're looking down even on this morning upon Sarah, my mother. You got her in the palm of your hands. That no weapon that tried to form against her is going to be able to prosper. And by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, you are God, and you're doing that which need to be done on the inside of my mother's body. You are God, and you're seeing about her organs on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, you're visiting every organ of her body. Every function of her body has got to come into divine alignment, that no weapon that's trying to form against her is going to be able to prosper. And by the power and the anointing of the blood, every tongue that rises up against her is got to be condemned. That by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, you doing what only you can do. And we bless your name. We magnify your God, for you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we glorify your name. For you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. And we bless you on today. We magnify you on today. We give you praise on today. You are mighty God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. And we bless you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding that God, that you're watching out for my mother on every side. You're taking care of my mother on every side. That no matter what the devil's saying and no matter what he's trying, you are God, the King of glory. And you're seeing about her and you're making a way out of no way concerning her. Spirit of the Living God, do that which only you can do by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you on today in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you right now, God, for you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. Spirit of the Living God, on this morning, look down upon the Spriggs house on today, and mighty God, you see the things that they are facing, and mighty God, we understand that you are undefeated in every battle you have won in the mighty name of Jesus, and this situation ain't no different than that, and these are your children, these are the sheep of your pasture, and you're going to show up and you're going to provide. You're going to show up and you're going to supply. You're going to show up and you're going to do what need to be done by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You are mighty God. You are righteous God. You are holy God. And you're working and you're moving and you're doing what need to be done in the name of Jesus. Your name alone, it is mighty God, and you're doing what need to be done. Your name alone, it is awesome God, and you're doing what need to be done. Your name alone is worthy God, and you're doing what need to be done. You are mighty, you are the King of glory, and you're seeing about them in every situation. You're seeing about them in every piece of paperwork. You're seeing about them in every financial situation. You're seeing about them where their children are concerned. You're seeing about them where their jobs are concerned. Every single thing is working out. It's turning around. It's working out. It's turning around. You are God, the King of glory. You are God. You're God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you're doing what need to be done by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're doing what need to be done. You are the King of glory, and you're doing what need to be done. You are mighty in battle, and you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're doing what the Spriggs house need done. No matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying to build up, you are the God of authority, and you got the power to tear down every wicked thing, every foul entity, every evil overlay. You got the power to tear it down, and for this mighty God, we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the honor. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are righteous. Understanding that you are holy. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is great, is greatly to be praised. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are worthy, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way and do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. We magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, God. And we magnify you. Your name alone is great, God. And we glorify you. Your name alone is awesome, God. And we give you all of the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor. That is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way. And do what only you can do by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Look down upon Miss Paula on today, God, and take care of this woman from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. Revive her, God. Renew her, God. Fortify her, God. Strengthen her, God. Give her back that which the enemy thought he had stolen. But God, you said that when he get caught stealing, he got to return it back to the person of sevenfold. And on this morning, God, let the sevenfold return. Let it manifest by the power and the authority of the blood, not just in material things, God, but even in her physical body, even in her spiritual positioning, God. Let it manifest in every aspect that the enemy tried to touch her. God, give her back that which he has stolen with recompense, God. He got to give back more. He got to release things that he never thought he would have to release. He got to give her back the things that she didn't even know she was supposed to have. He got to take his hands off of things that he blocked before they even came into her notice. God, you do that which need to be done on Miss Paula's behalf, that she might know that the King of glory, the great I am, had her in mind and came to see about her and came to make sure that everything that was lost, that it is recovered, and things that she knew nothing about, that it is released, that by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, you are going to do that which need to be done. And we glorify your most holy name
You are God, the mighty I am, and we magnify your most holy name. You are God, the righteous I am, and we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy, and we glorify you on today in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're putting strength back in her body. You're putting strength back in her limbs, that you're putting strength in the name of Jesus. And where she feels tired, you are restoring her by the power and the anointing of the blood in the mighty name of Jesus. That the enemy that stole, he'll steal no more. That the enemy that wreaked havoc, there is no more damage that he is able to do, for his time is up and the season has closed. And now, God, we say thank you for your mighty release into this woman's life. We say thank you for your mighty manifestation into this woman's life, that you are doing what only you can do, and we glorify your most holy name. You are God, the King of glory, and we magnify your most holy name, understanding that you are mighty, understanding that you are righteous, understanding that you are holy, and we bless you on today in the name of Jesus, God. For your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, and we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, do what only you can do in the Bar household, God. We say thank you for having your own holy way. We say thank you for bridging every gap, God. We say thank you for fortifying the breaches, God. We say thank you for showing up and turning things around and working it out for the good of the Bar household. Father, we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are mighty God. You are righteous God. You are holy God. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God on this morning, see about them. God, Spirit of the living God on this morning, do what need to be done on behalf of the Bar house, that no matter what the enemy is trying to build up, you God, you got the authority to tear it down. You God, you got the power to uproot it. And you are doing what only you can do. And we glorify your most holy name. You are God, the King of glory. And we magnify your most holy name on this morning. You are mighty in battle. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, on today, look down upon Tashima on today and do that which only you can do by the power and the anointing of the blood. You take care of Tashima. You see about her circumstance. You see about her situation. That no matter what, the devil don't get no power. That no matter what, the devil don't get no glory. That no matter what, the devil don't get no praise. You are God. You are King. You are righteous in battle. And you are doing what need to be done. And we bless you on today. We magnify you on today. You are the King of glory. You are mighty God. And you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit. And we bless your name on today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is great. Your name alone is awesome. Your name alone is mighty in battle. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, do what only you can do. Spirit of the living God, move like only you can move. Spirit of the living God, work like only you can work. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, Lord Almighty. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. understanding on today that you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, you're looking down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger. And no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what the devil trying, he ain't gonna get no victory over Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger. You got them in the palm of your hand, and you're navigating them. You're showing them the way. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're doing what need to be done by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're doing what need to be done by the power and the authority of the blood. You're doing what need to be done. You are mighty righteous, you holy God, and you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are worthy. And we bless you on today in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are taking care of them, that you are seeing about them, that you're making a way out of no way concerning them. And we say thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, you're looking down upon Shamar on today, and no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he's trying, you are God, the King of Glory, and you are giving him your peace, the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. You're giving him your joy, the joy of the Lord that is his strength. You are moving by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit, that no matter what, you are going to get the victory in the midst of everything that this man of God is standing in the midst of. You are God, and you are showing up, and you moving, and you're doing what need to be done in the mighty name of Jesus, that no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what the devil trying, you are mighty God, you are righteous, you are mighty God, you are worthy, you are mighty God, you are the King of Glory, and you are taking care of him, you are seeing about him, you are fortifying him, that the devil won't get to sift him as wheat. You are God, and you're doing what need to be done by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You are God, and you're doing what need to be done, for your name alone is mighty, your name alone is righteous, your name alone is worthy. And we bless you all today in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is great, God, and we say thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are the King of Glory, understanding that you reign and you rule, and you're doing what only you can do, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is great, God. Your name alone is awesome, God. Your name alone is mighty, God, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, for you are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, you're looking down upon the ones that yet still need a touch in their bodies. The ones, God, that are leaning and depending on you, that you're going to work it out and turn it around and make it good on their behalf. Mighty God, we lift them up before you on today, knowing that you are mighty in battle, knowing that you are the King of Glory, And there ain't no sickness and no manner of disease that stand higher than the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus. And on this morning, we say thank you, God, for how you're moving for Sheila and Miss Annie and Mother Bibi on today, Queenie Maya on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you on today, how you're moving for Patricia and Caroline on today. We give you glory, God, and we give you honor for what you're doing for Auntie Doki on today. That no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what the devil has written, you are God, the King of Glory, and you're going to get the final say so. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're going to move by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit in every circumstance and every situation. You're moving and you're working and you're doing what needs to be done. And mighty God, on this morning, you are the King of Glory. You mighty righteous, you're holy God, and you're taking care of them. You're seeing about them. You doing what need to be done on behalf of them. And we magnify your most holy name. We glorify your most holy name. We give you all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the honor. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone, it is worthy of the praise. Your name alone, it is worthy of the glory. Your name alone, it is worthy of the honor. And we bless you on today. In the name of Jesus, you are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, righteous God, holy God, we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are the King of Glory. No matter what, you are God Almighty. No matter what, you are mighty God. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, God. On this morning, we say thank you, Father, that you're looking down upon our children one by one and name by name, that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are seeing about our children. You're making a way out of no way concerning our children, that no matter what sickness and no type of disease that will try to enter in into the lives of our children, it won't be able to prosper in this season. By the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, you are doing what need to be done in the mighty name of Jesus, that no matter what, the devil don't get no victory. No matter what, the devil don't get no glory. No matter what, the devil don't get no praise. You are mighty God. You are righteous God. You are holy God. And you're working it out. And you're turning it around on their behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, that our children, they are protected from the youngest to the oldest. That the gunmen can't gun them down. That the sex trafficker can't take them away. That the kidnapper can't snatch them up. You are mighty God. You are the King of Glory. You are mighty God. You are righteous. And you're doing what only you can do by the anointing and the power of the blood. You are moving. You are working. And you're doing what only you can do in the mighty name of Jesus. That Anona and Harmony and Victor and Jayla and Jocelyn and Joy and Carter, Nehemiah, Eliza, Genesis, and Marlon and Josiah and Karina on this morning, Nariah and Sarah and David Ray and Trevin, Jason and Jaquan, Keyshawn and Deontay, Michaela and Nakaya, Bella and Sarah and Clay, Jackson and Joshua on this morning, by the authority and the power of the blood, you're even looking down upon Desiree on today, and what you are doing is you're shielding them. What you are doing is you are protecting them. What you are doing is you are covering them, that no weapon that try to form against them is going to be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them, it is being condemned, that by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you doing what only you can. You're moving like only you can. You're working like only you can. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You are God. You're moving by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit. You are mighty righteous. You're holy God. You mighty righteous. You're worthy God. You're mighty righteous. You are the King. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is great. You are great God. Your name alone is mighty. You're mighty God. Your name alone is righteous. You're righteous God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that our children can never lay in an early grave, that by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, the graveyard is shut to the lives of our children. Mighty God, on this morning, that our children will never sit behind the jailhouse bars, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are taking care of our children, that they'll never know what it is to be locked up and tied down by the hands of man, that every evil sending that's went out against our children, it is being destroyed by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are mighty God, and you are moving, and you are working, and you are doing what need to be done. For your name alone, it is great, and it is greatly to be praised. And you are taking care of them, and you are seeing about them on this morning. You're hiding them under the shadow of the Almighty God, where the enemy can't do them no harm, that by the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus, evil associations are being destroyed, that by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, you God, you are cutting off every demonic plan of the enemy that has risen up against our children. It is being destroyed by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. You doing what need to be done on behalf of our children, that no matter what, the devil won't get no victory. No matter what, the devil won't get no glory. No matter what, the devil won't get no praise. You are God. You are mighty in battle, and you are seeing about our children. You are God. You're righteous in battle, and you are covering our children. You are God, the King of Glory, and you are seeing about our children, that they'll never know what it is to be a drug addict, that they'll never know what it is to be an alcoholic, that they will succeed and never fail, that by the power and the authority of the blood, that they will be leaders and never followers. They are above and not beneath. They are God. You are doing what only you can do in the lives of our children. They are your children, the sheep of your pasture. We've given them back to you, and you're seeing about them. You're uprooting every generational curse out of the bodies of our children, every manner of sickness out of the lives of our children. You're revisiting their timelines on today. And you're taking up every demonic injection off of their timelines. That by the power and the authority of the blood, you God, you're moving by your anointing and by your power and by your spirit, that the devil don't get no victory, that the devil don't get no glory, that he don't get no praise, for you are God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are the King of glory. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you reign, understanding that you rule, understanding that you are doing what only you can do. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, for you are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are the King of glory. Understanding that you are God Almighty. Understanding that you reign and you rule. And we give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. You are the Most High. And we say thank you. You are the Most High. And we magnify you. You are the Most High. And we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. For you are the Most High. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, look down upon Tramika on today. God, cover her as she study, as she prepare, God. Fortify her in her mind and her spirits. And no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what he is doing, no matter what he is trying to present to her, no matter what fear tactic he wants to use against her, you are God and you are mightier than it. Give her that which she need, that she might be able to stand and do that which must be done in this season. That by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, that you're going to take her by the hand and you're going to fortify her on every side. That the devil ain't going to get no victory, no honor, no glory, no praise. For your time is now to shine forth in her life and do that which only you can do concerning her. And we, God, we say thank you on her behalf. We say thank you, God, right long next to her thank you. We register our thank you. We say thank you, God, for doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do concerning her in the name of Jesus. God, continue to keep your hands upon Calvin in this season. Continue to do what only the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus can do for Calvin. That you, God, the King of glory, you, God, Lord Almighty, that you reign and you rule, and you're doing what need to be done on Calvin's behalf. You're working it out. You're turning it around on Calvin's behalf. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you are God, and you're doing what only you can do by the power and the anointing of the blood. You are mighty in battle. You are righteous. You are holy, God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Knowing, oh God, that you are working it out. Knowing, oh God, that you're turning around. Knowing, oh God, that you're moving by your power, by your authority, and by your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. On today, Spirit of the living God, look down upon Janelle on today, God. Take care of this situation that Janelle finds herself in. God, you be God in the midst of this, God. Show this woman which way you want her to go and what you want her to do. How you want her to guide, how you want her to be led. Guide her, God, that she don't stumble, that she don't fall. That by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, everything works out, and it works out for the good. For you are God, the King of glory. You are God, Lord Almighty, and you are taking care of her. You're seeing about her. You're making ways when it don't seem to be no way concerning her. And for this mighty God, we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, look down upon Raymond, my father. Cover him, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, that no weapon that try to form against his physical body is able to prosper. Fortify him on every side. Strengthen him on every side, that you might get the glory, that you might get the honor, that you might get the praise, for you are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are righteous. Understanding that you are worthy. Understanding that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, that you are God and you are God alone. And you are taking care of this circumstance and this situation in his body, God. You are building him up. You're strengthening him, God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, you are King. Spirit of the living God, you are righteous. Spirit of the living God, you are holy. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, God, we say thank you. On this morning, God, we fortify you. On this morning, God, we lift you up, for you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are mighty God, and we give you glory. You are mighty God, and we give you honor. You are mighty God, and we give you praise. For your name alone is worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, and worthy of the praise. And we say thank you, for you are God. We say thank you, for you are King. For we say thank you, for your name alone is worthy of it all, God. And we glorify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On today, God, we need you to be with us in the midst of this day. But Lord, most of all, look down upon the bereaved families, the ones that have lost loved ones in this season, God. Look down upon the Summerall family, God, and the Green family, God, on this morning, and the Pouchet family, and the Green family again. Father, they need you. They need you to be right there with them in the midst of this thing, that you might get the glory in the midst of this, in the midst of the loss, in the midst of the pain, that you can build them up, that you can fortify them, that they can see that you are yet still there, right in the midst of the loss, that you are yet still there, right in the midst of the pain, that you are yet still there, holding them up, God, being their strength in the midst of the storm, being their peace where the enemy don't want them to have any peace at a time like this. God, that you are fortifying them and that you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do on the behalf of them. You are God, the King of glory, and you are seeing about the bereaved families on today. You are doing what need to be done concerning them on today. You are mighty God. You are righteous God. You are holy God. And you are taking care of them on this day. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way. God, do what need to be done on behalf of the bereaved families, that they will never feel like they've been left alone, that they will never feel like you forgot about them. God, give them the comfort that only the power and the authority of the blood can give. And for this, God, we say thank you on today. We give you glory and honor on today. Guide us, God, and keep us, our God, on this morning. Shield us, God, and protect us, that you might get the victory, that you might get the honor, that you get the glory and you get the praise, that no matter what the devil's saying, that you are God and you are God alone, that no matter what the devil is trying, that you, God, the King of glory, you, God, Lord Almighty, that you reign and you rule in our lives, in our circumstances, in our situations. And we declare on today that the blessing of the Lord that make rich and add no sorrow, it is our portion. That the joy of the Lord, that is our strength. That our basket and our store, they will be filled to the overflow. That no matter what the enemy is saying, that every evil sending of his has been destroyed by the power and the anointing of the blood. That you are seeing about us, making ways concerning us, doing what need to be done on behalf of us. And for this, God, we lift you up. For this, God, we magnify you. For this, God, we give you praise. For this, God, we give you honor. For this, God, we give you glory. For you are the great I am. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy. And we say thank you. Your name alone is awesome. And we say thank you. Your name alone is mighty. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we leave prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength.
that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, He will bring you out.